Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Down the blind, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
Okay, now on to the
Warriors.
Finished 12th, wins 8, losses 16. Gains, Sean Johnson, Aaron Penne, who I think is a really good gain. Wateni Zalesniak, Matt Lodge. Losses, Mamalo, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, Paul Turner, Peter Hicku, Chad Townsend. Key points. Actually, you know what? We'll just get straight into it. Player of the year, Tohu Harris. Players, player, Adam Fanua-Blake. Rookie of the year, Reece Walsh. Thoughts on the year for the Warriors?
Up and down. I mean, they obviously... We're playing away from home once again. It's not easy to do. Mate, there were so many times when I thought the Warriors, like at the back end of the season, they had a really good run home. Mm. Their last 7 weeks or so, I thought, geez, they could win six of these games. Mm. Then they just kept finding ways to lose games. It was hard to watch in the back end. I love the way that they've recruited over the last 18 months. I think it's been great. I think you got excited when he said the name too, Aaron Penne. I reckon he's going to be the goods. He looks like a really good footballer to me. Sean Johnson. I was so happy when they let him go. I thought it was the perfect divorce, but I also think now it's a perfect time to bring him back.
Different, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a different guy now. He's different. He's player. Like the voice of the players now.
How he plays is different. He's mature. Yeah. He's turning more of a ball player than just the ball runner.
No, I think that injury he had last year, that might be a little blessing in disguise for him because it forced that transition even more.
Mm. A bit like Benji where you get old, they get older, you lose your legs, so to speak, and your ball playing sort of takes over in your nous. I don't undersell how hard it is for the Warriors. What they've had to do, they're 2 years away from home. They actually had to relocate from their relocation on the Central Coast. Like, it is incredibly hard. And they're not on the Gold Coast when you live in Sydney. You're in Brisbane or Central Coast when your family's in Auckland.
Yeah.
It's in another country. And to be continually be away from home, it wears you down. I'm with you. There's a point there. I think they played Manly up at the end of the year, and it looked like they'd not given, I don't want to say given up, but it looked like it was close to that, where they just had enough. And I felt for them.
Yeah.
And it wasn't true for no other reason. I thought, geez, this has been hard. How can you expect the development of the New Zealand Rugby League? And how can this club get stronger if we ask them to play away from home? And I understand without it, the COVID situation, I understand that.
Yeah.
But it's not helping the New Zealand Rugby League and that club in any way, asking them to play from away from home for a third, which looks like a third straight year.
Oh, mate, it's I just think that there's the fight that the Warriors have shown over the last 2 years has been absolutely amazing, and I just think they've done, represented their people with so much passion and pride. It's incredible. I mean, Roger goes home with 4 or 5 weeks to go after getting that really bad head knock, and I thought, oh, they're fucking Dunskies here, like. Roger's gone home. There's what's the fucking point of turning up? Like, he's their best player by a country mile. And they all turn up. They look like that they've got this real us against them mentality. It seems like their forward pack is really coming together like that.
And if he's not their best player, Tohu Harris is, who was also injured.
Who was also injured, absolutely. Great point. And so you lose the heart and soul of your team and you somehow manage to bring it back together and go out with a bit of pride. I just think... The Warriors have just represented their clubs. So a lot of people, including myself to a degree, if this happens to Warriors a few years ago, they go to absolute fucking water. Like, it is just bottom of the table, not even competitive. But their grit and determination, I think it's surprised a lot of people too.
100%. When you see the Tigers roll over, especially in the last game, say, mate, yous are living it. Now, yous are a Sydney team. Yeah. These blokes been away for 2 years.
Mm.
It's you're a groovy, Kempy.
Mate, just incredible. So, look, obviously they didn't finish the way they would, and we saw some glimpses at the end of last year. We were like, oh, shit, they took Penrith to, like, 2 points at the end of the year. And saying that, I think they've got a lot to build on. I think Gus Gould is a big loss. I think that's a big fucking loss for them because he's just hold. Like, look how well they've managed to recruit over the last few years. But I think they're in good stead. I think they're building really good habits to go forward with. So I don't think it was a bad year at all. I think Adam Fanua-Blake is mate, he is a top tier.
He spent a bit of time on the sidelines.
Yeah, he did. And when he came back, he was immediately impactful.
He was one of the best last year.
Mate, he is fucking so good.
I think as well, discovering Josh Curran.
Yes, great.
Far out.
Yep.
He's
a beast.
Sounded like a movie you just said, discovering Josh Curran. Oh, can we see that on Stan on Netflix or Amazon?
Discovering Josh Curran and his headgear. Now, onto the draft. So, great year for the Warriors with all things considered. And I think, honestly, it's getting to the point where when everything does open back up, give them a whole season at home. Seriously.
100%.
Give them a whole season
at
home. Why not? Why not?
Well, at least they deserve that.
Like, surely, yes, the networks, and I'm sure that they could work something out. I think they deserve a whole fucking season.
The club will manage to work something out to save the networks save the NRL, so I'm sure they can.
Give them a whole season at home and just celebrate rugby league for that year because they deserve it. The fans deserve it as well. They haven't been given any footy for 2 years. Even Rogers fucking going away game got cancelled.
And the games that they have been able to watch, they're always at weird hours. It's brutal.
Absolutely.
And they've got blokes like me commentating them. So they've had no luck whatsoever.
Dragons, 11th. Wins 8, losses 16. Gains, Sua, Molo, Burgess, George Burgess, Moses Mbai, losses Ellis, Williami, Clune, Pereira, Beal, Britton, Hayden Lomax, not Zach Lomax. I saw that. I was like, what the fuck? Matt Dufty, Cam McInnes.
John Lomax.
Corey Norman. You know what? I'll just sum this, their whole season up in three words. Barbecue.
Barbecue gauge, that was it.
Three words or one word, however you want to fucking put it together. Barbecue.
Crazy to think. When South Sydney gave it to them in the Charity Shield, I thought, if this team finishes 13th, they've done well.
Yeah.
They were in the top eight for a long time.
They were looking good.
Yeah, and I think the thing that stood out to me with that barbecue was the fact that McCulloch wasn't there, Hunt wasn't there, Tariq Sims weren't there. The Rep boys weren't there. They knew it was the wrong thing to do. They went ahead with it.
It's your senior players, the rest of
them. Yeah, it's...
You're sitting seventh.
But like the guys that had a Rep jersey to lose that week, they knew, nah, this is the wrong thing to do. I'm not getting involved. The other fellas went for it.
But whether it's a Rep, you could do it in general public. You know, it's not like a footy thing.
But I just imagine at some point there must have been a text that gone around. Ben Hunt must have said, I'm not going because I'm going to lose a Queensland jersey. And the rest of them still went, fuck it, let's go for it.
Yeah. Exactly. And the thing is, they're all senior players.
Yeah.
At some stage. But even that, if you're going to do it, just be quiet. Turn the music down.
Yeah. It was...
To put themselves above the club.
They've done so well.
I had them coming last, like I agree with you.
Yeah. Joey, Freddie both had him at last.
Yeah, and you know what? They nearly finished there because of... And I think even with the suspensions, they should have just... Whoever had the two-week suspensions, do it all in 2 weeks so it's done and then get everyone back. Who cares if you play out?
I think... I agree with you. In hindsight, absolutely. I think Hook was just trying to hang on.
Yeah.
You know, just hang around that 80. He was so desperate.
The barbecue issue lingered forever.
Oh, you're totally
every
right.
Every time, like 6 weeks later, a couple of other blokes had to sit down. It's like, really?
You're totally right. I just think Hook made the decision of...
And I don't blame. He was superb.
Desperate to stay in the fucking top eight.
He was superb, absolutely. Mate. He did a great job.
Oh, yeah. They still finished 11th. And a lot of people had...
Seventh.
Yeah, and that's what mate.
And they would look like a top eight. They were competing.
And Ben Hunt had one of the best years of his fucking career.
Man, he's been hammered by the St. George faithful. Fucking get on your knees, St. George fans. No, he was superb. He was your best.
So I feel sorry for Dragons fans because they had so much to celebrate. Everyone wrote them off. They're sitting in the eight. And then that just completely derailed their season. I think the positive for the Dragons going into next year is they've got guys like Sullivan. Amone is fucking... Those two boys, Amone and Amone is how you say it.
Yeah.
And Sullivan, and then they've got Sloan at the back. When you watched a lot of their end of season games, the points they scored was them three legging together. They're only going to get better. So as long as they can get, as long as they can keep that high quality footy consistently in NRL, because it's the hardest thing is playing consistent footy. That's something to be very, very keen on. Yeah. I think Jaden Sewell is a good pickup if you got him for a good price. Francis Milo as well. I think Dragons are playing a very money ball approach. They're trying to get guys that, you know, aren't going to break the bank, but also could potentially do a real good job.
Yep.
You know, Corey Norman going, obviously that's going to open up a lot of their cap space. Cam McInnes going, cap space as well. I thought Jack Bird was really, really good. He was their heart and soul. I thought Zach Lomax showed absolute brilliant like moments.
Keep him on the field, don't they?
Yeah, got to keep him on the field. So there's it's not all doom and gloom. There is some good things to look forward to for the Dragons, I think.
Well, it was, yeah, you can see them going back into the top eight.
Yeah, I think
exactly, because that off-field instant.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Not to
get Lomax on the field more, settle on your fullback now that Sloan's your fullback. Yeah. Whereas they were mixing that Bird there, that Dufty there. Mm. I think Lomax played one a game or two there.
Yep.
Sloan seems to be a long term guy they can put there. So I think the positive for the Dragons is the people that Hook recruited did a job that I'm trying to think. You know, Bird was good.
McCulloch?
McCulloch was really good.
Their Immortals Award seems like a player.
McCulloch was really good, so like they recruited well, and then
McGuire was okay for what he did.
The juniors coming through really put a stamp on the game, so I think they're not too bad.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.